4 o'clock snuck up on me. Sorry. Stay tuned for Chief Hooch Radio.
Hey, Lipo and Island.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, nothing much.
It's been
much.
A while.
It's been a minute.
I'm not sure your mic is working.
I'm not sure.
I can move to this one.
Yeah,
what happened?
That's oh, better. There we go. Orange is your color.
Orange is my color today.
Orange is the new mic.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is thrilling to be back in the studio today.
It is. I have been absent for a while, and I apologize for that.
That's all right. And we've been doing Fog City Horrors every couple of weeks. It's going nice.
Good.
Except that John puts up a camera every time, and so today
That's
I was really
okay.
excited that I could just look like a potato. I mean, otherwise,
look
I look
like,
like a painted potato.
John, it's radio.
Well, he's putting us on YouTube. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But anyways, that, just to sort of indicate that sometimes it's a hooch and sometimes it's foggy in the station.
Are we going to be consistently, like, off and on, back and forth, or is it kind of...
Well, currently, the idea would be the first weekend of the month, but the first couple of weekends of the last few months, I haven't been able to do the show, so it's just been kind of, we throw it in there whenever Cheap Hooch can happen.
Cool. Yeah.
Which Yay.
Has been
Yay.
A lot lately. Yeah. It's been a...
Well, you know, we're busy ladies.
Well, and it's the most wonderful time of the year.
You're the first lady of the San Francisco Elks Lodge, so you've got lots of, you know, engagements.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, was that a secret?
No, I just mean, I definitely.
And hey, could we take this show, too, to promote your upcoming luncheon?
Yeah, we can, but it's not the end of the world because we're cooking for it. So
it's the beginning.
I'm cooking for it, so I don't want to promote it too much.
I want duck. I'm going to have the duck.
Well, that's good because I got duck.
Yeah.
Experiments.
Well, I'm excited to be back.
Yeah!
I escaped my work dungeon for 2 hours this afternoon.
But you're just printing money there. Printing money.
I guess. But the government's going to steal it all anyway, so why am I doing this to myself?
For the 70% that you get to keep.
Yeah,
exactly. No, I think it's only 60 if you're a woman.
That's right.
God damn it.
Okay, we're not going to go down to bad.
Nah, we're having a good time today. Yeah. I took a nap.
What?
I did. I'm so...
I slept in, so...
Nice. Same thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did Pilates this morning.
I'm excited. That's very good.
Very impressive.
I'm very excited to hear the music you'll be playing today, Lipo. It's a Lipo day today.
Yeah. And Island's going to finish us out at the end of the show, but I just had a bunch of, like, mellow, chill, sunny Sunday afternoon tunes. So we can hang out.
We got a full house of friends hanging out to listen to some music. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Cheap Hooch Radio.
Cheap Hooch.
On that note, let's get to it.
Oh,
told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well.
parte del olvido no ha partido. No condenemos al naufragio lo vivido. Por nuestro ayer, por nuestro amor, yo te lo pido. Espera, aún me quedan en mis manos primaveras para colmarte de caricias todas nuevas que morirían en mis manos si te fueras. Espera un poco, un poquito más para llevarte mi felicidad. Espera un poco, un poquito más. Me moriría si te vas. Espera un poco, un poquito más para llevarte mi felicidad. Espera un poco, un poquito más. Me moriría si te vas. Espera, aún me quedan alegrías para darte. Tengo mil noches de amor que regalarte. Te doy mi vida a cambio de quedarte. Espera, no entendería mi mañana si te fueras. Y hasta te admito que tu amor me lo mintieras. Te adoraría aunque tú no me quisieras. Espera un poquito más para llevarte mi felicidad. Espera un poquito más. Me moriría si te vas. Espera un poquito. Espera un poquito más para llevarte mi felicidad. Espera un poco.
Oh, like the summer rain. Don't have nothing but plain pebble water, but I can never hear a complaint in my tenement. Everything. Life is hard, but we don't mind. We got each other to cling to. She makes my life worth a while with a smile. You know she makes my dreams come true. In my tenement.
Come on time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the same old grind. you know I need someone. I need a man to take my hand, and I need a love if I need a love.
To be about San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Yeah. And how he doesn't want to be here anymore.
No, he's just wasting time. It's about being here and wasting time. Watching the time.
Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
Yeah.
Definitely about here.
Yeah. Everything's about here. Well, not everything. There's New York, apparently, and
yes,
Paris.
Evidently, there's
Tokyo here is slamming.
Yeah.
I want to go to Tokyo someday.
Not a lot of songs about Tokyo.
Me too.
I mean, not in English.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Yes. Tokyo Takeover.
It.
This year, friends of the show Hot Laundry are playing that ridiculously awesome Halloween-themed garage festival, rock and roll festival in Tokyo.
When? So are members of this weekend. Whatever Glades.
Oh, my God.
I know. They've been doing that...
Why are we not there?
Money.
They do it every year.
Time and money.
I think it's their 35th year.
35th year. Oh, my God. And the punk rock subculture in Tokyo is on point. It is fucking nice.
It is for real.
Nice. Yeah, it's exciting. I do wish we were there having fun. If I win the lottery, everybody in this room,
let's go,
we're going to Tokyo.
Have ramen, go to punk
shows. Yes. Okay, here's the plan. Depending on how much money I win, I'm gonna set $2 million aside, and that gets invested in case I lose the rest of the
money. Smart.
And then the rest of the money.
Might spend.
Well, that's, yeah. And then the rest of the money, we're just gonna run down hookers and cocaine for days. You know, you don't have to have sex with them. You could just talk.
No, of course.
Yeah. Still sounds exhausting.
It can pay a lot of people to come to my show.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to need you to scream.
You can buy a record label.
I'm going to need you to buy a record that you'll be reimbursed. Settle down. You'll be reimbursed.
You can have your own music festival built around tight pants and a dynamite.
I'm going to need you to talk to my HR representative. Her name is Melanie. She's been tracking your hours.
Speaking of, don't you guys have a record out?
Yeah, so we actually have a record release party.
Yes, when?
Oh, my, okay, so it's very sweet of you. I think you were going to say, how does one
get your hands on a record?
Because Joey, like, had a bunch in a bag today, and I was like, Joe, they've already bought a record. Let's not pressure them to buy the second record.
What are you kidding? What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Do we have to come over to your house and take them away?
Oh, like, what the hell? So there is a record release party happening November 15th. Is that right, Joey?
Yes.
He says he doesn't know. Okay.
it's either the 15th or the 21st.
I think it's the 15th. Let me double check. Over at the Knockout.
Oh, right.
So at the Knockout, a little party. We'll listen to it and we'll have copies available. Tight pants and the dynamite. Thank you so much, ladies. That's so sweet.
Yeah, yay. Of course.
I mean, I only know everyone in the band. if I didn't own a copy, that would just make me look bad.
I feel like a bag of jerk if I didn't own a copy. Yeah, exactly.
And while we're plugging away, I mean, Lipo here, of course, your second Thursdays of the Makeout Room.
Yes,
party,
I've been doing that for six months now. Yeah.
Yay.
Although I just was told that my November slot, I'm not going to be able to do it because they're having live music.
Uh-huh.
And then December, I think he's trying to get Jonathan Richmond in there that week.
Wow.
So that's a good reason.
Can you give us a heads up if that happens?
I will definitely.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes.
And then Island, of course, your sessions over at the Sycamore and the Willows.
Yeah, the Sycamore is a fun one, but it's intimate. You know,
it's intimate.
It's a small place, but
full frontal.
Full frontal. And I think we're going to be. I'm doing the ladies' luncheon at the Elks Lodge on the 11th to 3. Tickets are available on the San Francisco Elks Lodge.
We'll be there.
This coming Saturday.
If you want to watch the Hoochies get plastered.
Yeah, and also watch Lee Poe play awesome tunes.
Yeah! Mm-hmm.
Spooky tunes.
Yeah, spooky tunes.
Right.
But I think I'm also DJing at the Willows that
Fuck
night.
Fuck yeah. That night? Damn, you party animal.
Well, I'll see. It's not on the books 100%.
Got it.
But I'm supposed to.
And the ladies' luncheon is also costumes encouraged.
Costumes encouraged. Dress in spooky gear. Oh. If you don't want a costume, you know, wear black.
And I know you're going as a witch.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I am a witch.
I'm going to be going as the gatekeeper, and I am a little gatekeepy, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The gatekeeper, that's Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters when she gets all witchy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, I
can't wait to see her hair.
Oh, well, that's an interesting note. So I bought a wig, but the wig, because I was like, okay, so what wig should I get to look like Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters? And I looked at it and I thought, that is very much so a permed mullet that she's sporting there, which can only be pulled off by Sigourney Weaver in the early 80s. And so it was like
incredibly hot in a permed mullet.
Fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could pull it off. So I was like, let me just get like a wig that's, you know, close enough. And so I got this, curly haired long red wig.
Okay.
And then when I got it and I took it out of the packaging, I don't know if I want to say her name on the air. Fuck it. I just won't say her last name. I was like, oh, I bought a Lori wig. So from the Elks Lodge, it's the same color as her hair.
Oh, wow.
And I texted her and I sent her a picture of the wig and I was like, for Halloween, I will be appropriating you. So, because I was like the short mullet brown curly wig just looked a little like it was going to be too frumpy on
wrong.
Me. So I might back out and just curl my own hair and maybe tease it a little bit. But
that would also
a lot
look
of work.
That would
also work,
yeah.
I think. What about you, Lipa? What are you going to be dressing as?
I think it's the vampire
porcelain ballerina that you pull off every day.
Basically. I think it's going to be a lot of accessorizing.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
more than full costume.
Nice.
But But I also have the gift that you gave me. I'm trying to figure out if that's a practical thing to wear while DJing.
It's never practical. Oh, for DJing.
In particular.
Maybe, yeah.
I have to try it out at home.
Put little holes in the ear holes so that you could put, you can listen to your headphones?
Or do the headphones underneath.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
well,
true.
It goes over the face and the head. It's very sexy.
Is demonstrating with your hands.
It's a radio.
This little cap
that she gifted me. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be a hybrid, like, because I have a vampire skirt.
Ooh,
nice.
And a vampire purse. So I might be a vampire with this thing on my head. I think that sounds amazing.
And your sunglasses.
Or a victim of the vampire.
You're nobody's victim.
I consider Halloween a formal high holiday, and so really what I like to do is dress up high goth for Halloween.
Oh.
I consider it a goth high holiday.
It is.
That's really what I'm doing. I'm going to be a witch because I have a pointy hat, but I'm also going to be a goth.
Of course, every day. And I'm excited because, of course, if I'm going as a gatekeeper, Joey's going as a keymaster, and so he's got the colander cap. And he's going to wear his adorable glasses that he never wears because he thinks he doesn't look as handsome, but I think he looks play handsome.
Play bad.
So, although he'll have perfect sight for that day, so I don't know how that's going to go. He's been having a judgy face all day because his eyesight's 20/20.
Judgy face. Oh no, judgy face.
I married that fucking judgy face. All right.
Well, I'm excited for Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It'll be fun and silly.
Oh, and I was going to say that my favorite thing about being a respectable adult is getting absolutely plastered at fancy ladies' luncheons.
Oh, it's the way forward.
Like, if there's no qualms about it, I walk in, there's people like lawyers, captains of industry, and I'm like, I'm getting fucked up. Yeah. I'm gonna need 2 bottles of champagne, stat.
Put it on his tab.
Who's that guy? Oh, he manages the what's in hedge fund. Yeah, you buy me a bottle. Thank you. It's for charity. Don't you care about the kids?
I blame society.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like any opportunity to bump up the Halloween holiday is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Someday it'd be nice to do the Shining themed party.
That's a great idea.
We'll have to get some of that like fake jelly blood.
Halloween is a Thursday this year, going to be a Friday next year.
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah.
You can't recover over the weekend.
Exactly.
Nice. Nobody make plans next year.
That is my goal.
Well, I'm so sorry to have been talking out of my butt so much. Lipo, your music has been fantastic today. Yeah. Such a nice day today.
Perfect for the day.
Good.
Beautiful.
I'm glad to be here catching up with you ladies.
Yay.
In person. It's been a while.
We've been doing that offline, too.
Yeah.
Ladies and germs listening. We've done plenty of catch up.
Yeah.
When we're not on mics and Lipo is playing this amazing music.
All right, let's get back to it.
Let's get back to it.
You're listening to Cheap Pooch Radio.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be? I'm bringing back sweet memories. I can't
stand around. I'll guess my window.